It's 8 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria and Polokwane 24. Minister of Basic Education, Sivuwe Kgube, says she has acknowledged the commencement of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act and announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa. In a statement, Kgube emphasized the importance of developing national regulations, policy and norms to enhance the sector and ensure equal education for all pupils. She explained that this process will include public consultations before the full implementation of the law.
It is important that these regulations are developed so that there's legal certainty, adequate safeguards and guidelines for the sector. It is also critical that we maintain the careful balance of power between National Education Department, provincial education departments and public schools as they are represented through the SGBs.
As the OR Tambo International Airport gears up for the busy holiday travel period, Airports Company South Africa has urged international holiday makers to check in at least 3 hours before departure. CEO Mpui Mpofu further urged domestic travelers to allow 2 hours to avoid delays. Anastasia Mokhobo reports.
Mpofu says the airport has implemented measures to ensure smooth operations during the holiday rush, with the busiest period expected from today until January 15th. She also highlighted that the airport undergoes frequent security audits based on international standards to ensure compliance and the safety of travelers from across the globe. This compliance allows the airport to effectively handle high travel volumes and mitigate potential security risks. Additional staff will be on the ground to assist passengers, and the airport plans to communicate through various platforms to help travelers prepare for their journeys. Anastasia Mokhobo, Jacaranda FM News in Kempton Park.
The N3 toll concession says the road is being used more and more over the weekends as the festive holidays are hitting a peak this week. CEO of the N3 toll concession, Tanya Dugra, says the increased usage of the N3 occurs mostly on the southbound roadway towards KwaZulu-Natal.
In addition to increased traffic recorded on the route, a number of serious vehicle crashes have been attended to by members of the road incident management system. Alarmingly, more than 80% of these crashes are likely to have been caused due to human errors. Highly visible policing will continue to be the order of the day on the N3 toll route. Stop and search interventions, vehicle roadworthiness checks, and drug and alcohol screening are being conducted all along the route.
And German police arrested a Saudi Arabian man after a deadly car ramming attack on a Christmas market in which an SUV barreled through a crowd of reveling at high speed. Authorities in the city says at least 2 people died in the incident, and one of them a young child, and 68 were injured. The suspect was a 50-year-old medical doctor of psychiatry from Saudi Arabia, who has been living in Germany since 2006. More on jacarandfm.com. Click on news. Ami Opinar Wefnistir Kwahube notes the implementation of the Bella law.
Yeah, big surprise there, huh? Further details, hit the news tab at our website.
The never-ending weekend is never-ending music you love. Jacaranda FM.